Abbey of St. Lorenzo at Septimum. Imposing, ancient, and majestic, this is how the Benedictine Abbey complex of St. Lorenzo presents itself. With its magnificent and bright basilica, its beautiful bell tower, the two cloisters, and the last surviving elements of the garden, which stood in an isolated position until a few decades ago, emerging from the city background surrounded by countryside. Its foundation by Benedictine monks took place in the 10th century in the location called Ad Septimum, in the offshoots of Lombard Capua on the road branch, the Via Campana, which led towards Naples and the Flegrea coast. With the subsequent arrival of the Normans and under their influence, the small Benedictine monastery began to expand and grow in importance, eventually becoming one of the most significant monasteries in southern Italy. Unfortunately, a violent earthquake in 1456 severely damaged the monastery of St. Lorenzo, causing the destruction of the Romanesque cloister and a large transept of the basilica, as well as the collapse of the bell tower that was at the right side of the facade. This unfortunate period for the complex led to its abandonment, ended in the early 16th century when the monastery was integrated into the Cassanese congregation.
From this point onwards, there was a profound spiritual and cultural renewal, followed by an extensive renovation work, including the construction of the present conventual structures. The two cloisters were built, particularly the large cloister called the square, around which the space for monastic observance was distributed. To the north, the basilica with three naves, the Renaissance choir and chapels. To the east, the chapter house, the archive, the library. To the south, the kitchen and the storage. To the west, the refectory. On the upper floors were the dormitory and the bachelor apartment, and around the small cloister, the guest house for hospitality. A new bell tower was also constructed. The work began in 1513 and concluded in 1728 with the completion of pictorial decoration, altars, and sacred furnishings. It is during this period that the complex took on the form we can see today. Starting in 1776, according to the design of the renowned architect Ferdinando Fuga, an expansion was carried out to accommodate the new residence for the abbot and the new wing for the dormitory. The works were completed in 1797. Only recently has the monastic complex been surrounded by new buildings, removing from the place that solitude atmosphere typical of the Benedictine rule. It's worth noting that the foundation of the Basilica of San Lorenzo predates the Norman foundation of the city of Aversa in 1030, and it remained outside the city walls when the county began to expand beyond its initial core.
Now, let's immerse ourselves in the art and sensations it conveys and begin the guided tour. We are on Via San Lorenzo and our gaze is drawn to the imposing architectural beauty of the Abbey complex, which has found new life with the DADI, Department of Architecture and Industrial Design of the University Luigi Vanvitelli, established in 2012. The exterior of the Basilica of San Lorenzo is characterized by a simple facade with three majestic portals, corresponding to three internal naves. In particular, we observe the beautiful central portal in Romanesque style, commissioned by Abbot Matteo and built by Master Berardo. It consists of two columns placed on the sides, grooved with a spiral movement, resting on statues depicting two lions crouching, each clutching a lamb with their claws. The capitals are of Cornician order, and above them there are bull heads. The structure ends with a double pediment, triangular and semicircular arch, at the apex an eagle alluding to Saint Benedict. Above the central portal, in the lunette, a glimpse of a fresco depicting the episodes of the saint, 17th century, can be seen while the two sides portals are made of marble in Renaissance style, replacements for the originals. As we enter beyond the beautiful portal, the interior of the church has three naves, marked by strong pillars connected by semicircular arches, interspersed in a chained order with a pair of engaged columns with composite capitals, and in the higher register, a row of windows alternated with frescoes depicting the life of Saint Benedict, unfortunately mostly lost today. The stucco decoration is remarkable, especially on the capitals and volutes that adorn the vaults and the mostly empty or closed chapels for restoration. 12 chapels are on each side. The coffered ceiling conceals a wooden truss roof. The rectangular apse area is enriched by a Maiolica floor in 1695 and a polychrome marble altar in 1725. Of particular interest are the ottos that complete the church. The altar on the right nave was made in the second half of the 18th century, a date testified by the inscription on it. The altars in the side aisles are all of identical craftsmanship and date back to 1730, replacing all the stucco artifacts. Made of local limestone, they feature a central decoration on the frontal and on the sides, developed in simple rosettes, carved with stylized floral and vegetal motifs. If you are fortunate during the visit, you may hear the chimes of the 5 bronze bells made a few years ago to replace the original Benedictine ones taken in 1807 to make canons. But if you're not, you can listen to them here in our podcast.